Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hey there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It's the 16th of January, 2018. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours covered your way in about 5 minutes. All right, we're going to start out with hacking news. Yeah, this is some bad hacking news, especially if you're a OnePlus site user. So yeah, if you got a credit card or maybe just made a purchase on the OnePlus website, you know, that place that sells those phones and stuff, you might want to contact your bank right about now. Yep, because hackers might have just stole your funds. Cybersecurity firm Fidus had discovered a vulnerability that might have allowed malicious agents to swipe sensitive credit card data from the OnePlus website, meaning as they pretty much got everything that you inputted. And this isn't a case in point, let's just see what happens. No, hundreds of users have already been affected. Plus, over on the OnePlus forums, there's lots of people saying they have suspicious activity on their credit cards. Other details leaking out are saying that numerous reports are saying the first fraud attempts came within a year after customers used their credit card to purchase items from the manufacturer's website. In the meantime, we're just waiting for the Chinese phone maker to actually make an announcement about this. Yep, there's been no official statement or anything so far. Time's a ticking, OnePlus, come on. Speaking of getting things done ASAP, are you still on Windows 8.1? Saying, I don't want to go to Windows 10. Well, you might want to do it today because it's the last day to do it, especially if you want it for free. Yeah, that's right. Microsoft is shutting down its free upgrade from Windows 8.1 to Windows 10 today. It is your last day to get that free upgrade before Windows says bye-bye, then you got to start paying for it. Now, nonetheless, it would be a very good idea to upgrade today because Windows ended mainstream support for Windows 8.1 way back on January 9. And if you're thinking, No, I need more time. I don't think Microsoft's going to give you any more time. They actually were going to shut it down December 31st and thought, well, maybe with the holidays and everything, we'll extend it into January. So today is the day. Do it now or go to Linux. Well, after being so reluctant, Toyota said, okay, we'll put CarPlay in our new models. They are pretty much one of the last manufacturers to actually do this. Probably because Toyota kind of insisted on going its own way with the sort of in-car entertainment features. But a spokesperson from over at MacRumors said that CarPlay would initially be limited to U.S. models only. But it is coming. However, though, there will be no wireless option. And you might be just hearing me say Apple CarPlay. Yeah, as of right now, it looks like that's the only one that Toyota's going to get. Android Auto? We ain't hearing nothing about that. But hey, here's to hoping. They cave for play, you never know. And finally, we're always saying there's an app for that. I could not believe there was an app for this. But there is. It's called the Contraceptive app. How does it work? Well, we're not going to get too detailed here. It is a family-friendly show. But it seems the Contraceptive app is in a bit of trouble. As I was reading this article, I had no idea about 500,000 people actually use this app. Mainly, I would guess it's women. Unfortunately, of those 500,000 women, there's been about 37 unwanted pregnancies out there because of this app. Okay, now I'm sure you're sitting there going, how the hell does this app work? Well, here is the Reader's Digest version. The app scans the body temperature during the menstrual cycle. Then it will notify the woman if it's safe to, you know, do the deed. Apparently, though, the app is not foolproof. And according to Natural Cycles, be forewarned that no contraception is 100%. And there's an unfortunate risk with any contraception. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com is our website for the podcast, blog, reviews, so much going on up over there in the new 2018 year that it is. You're the dog, right? Yeah, okay. Yeah, if you're following the Chinese zodiac calendar. If you haven't already, do yourself a favor and go check out our website right now. We're also on Facebook and Instagram, of course, British Tech Network. We're also on the Twitters at British Tech. I'm on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And our BTN community at our Slack room. You know where to find it by now, if you haven't, come on over. You have no idea what you're missing out on. BritishTech.slack.com. The new show will be back on Thursday. Yep, no Wednesday edition, but we will be back Thursday getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next couple of days. But until then, hope your Tuesday is going well for you. And thank you very much, as always, for listening.